Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? Well, I know I sure am, because we made it, and it's Friday.
Friday, mother effing Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday, get it down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to
three-day
the
weekend.
Thank you for the reminder. It is a three-day weekend, yeah, Steve. I was going to show up on Monday.
Well, show up anyway. You
can. Very lonely.
You're more than welcome to be here.
Let's get to our contestant. It is Shane in Tacoma. Shane, are you there?
I am here.
All right. Shane is ready to go. So, Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
All right. Bye-bye.
If you are playing along at home, Shane will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Bumbershoot takes place over what 3-day weekend?
Labor Day.
Correct. How many seasons of Game of Thrones were there?
3, 4, 5.
No. What decade was Keith Richards born in?
Ooh. 50s.
No.
60s.
No.
40s.
Correct. Which U.S. city first brewed Budweiser?
Oh. Fast.
Which Dickens character asked for more?
Tiny Tim.
No.
Fast.
What does the Roman numeral C represent?
100.
Yes. How many U.S. states border British Columbia?
3, 4, 5.
4, yes. George Cayley is credited with inventing which car safety feature?
Seatbelt.
Yes. Keiko the orca whale starred in what 1993 movie?
Oh, gosh. Free Willy.
Yes. What was the name of the very first space-ready shuttle?
Challenger?
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct you got right there. Shane? Good job, sir.
Hopefully it's enough.
I believe in Washington High School or wherever you said you went.
Yeah.
See,
or wherever
back.
He said
wherever the heck it was.
It was Washington High School, wasn't it?
Yep, Washington. That's in Parkland, Washington. Actually.
Parkland, all right.
What was the mascot?
Oh, good Lord. Good question.
All right, get back to me on that one. That one doesn't fall. That doesn't go against your beat makes points.
Steve, welcome back. Are you ready?
All right.
Bumbershoot takes place over which 3-day weekend?
That would be this weekend, Labor Day weekend.
Yes. How many seasons were Game of Thrones?
I've never watched a single episode, but I'm going to go 6.
No.
9?
Nice, but no.
8?
Yes.
Whoa.
What decade was Keith Richards born?
50s.
No.
40s.
Yes. Which U.S. city first brewed Budweiser?
St. Louis, Missouri.
Correct.
Yeah, St. Louis.
Which Dickens character asked for more?
Tiny Tim?
No.
Big Tim?
No.
Medium Tim?
No. What does the Roman numeral C represent?
50.
No.
100.
Yes. How many U.S. states border British Columbia?
I'm going to go with 2.
No.
Three?
No.
One.
No. Damn. George Cayley is credited with inventing which car safety feature?
Seatbelt.
Yes. Keiko the orca whale starred in what 1993 movie?
Free Willy.
Correct. What was the name of the very first space-ready shuttle?
Spirit Airlines.
No.
I don't know. The Apollo 19?
No.
Sputnik.
No. Steve, let me do the math on this. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct, which is a win. Nice. 7-6. Sorry, Shane.
Have a good one, my friend.
I'm the best. I'm the best.
The Dickens character that said, "Please, sir, can I have some more?" was Oliver Twist.
Oliver Twist.
Our friend Shane did know that the number of U.S. states that border British Columbia is 4, because you got to count Alaska because it comes down the coast up there.
Oh, that's what I did wrong when I guessed 1.
And then the name of the very first space-ready shuttle was Columbia.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations on your big victory this morning, Steve.
Thank you,
T-Dog.
I'm really
proud of you.
The Daily Migs Show.
What album would you say is a masterpiece? According to the website Collider, they say that this is the ultimate masterpiece.
Now Ziggy played guitar, jamming good with Webb and Gilly.
I'm disappointed that wasn't the first Richard Cheese album.
The Rise and Fall of Richard Cheese. No, Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars.
1972, David Bowie.
1972, and they say it's a glam rock odyssey.
I mean, I think it's perfection. I really do.
I would be lying if I said I've listened to the entire record. I've tried.
Oh.
Am I bad for saying that?
You are bad.
I like David Bowie in doses.
Yeah, that's
like
fair.
Acid.
Yeah, like David Bowie, yes. And doses.
Yes. Yeah, you can definitely have too much.
Are you a big David Bowie guy?
Not necessarily. My wife loves David Bowie.
That's why, so, I love your wife.
Yeah, she has obviously much better taste than me in everything but men.
Does she have the tattoo? Like the face paint tattoo?
She does not.
I know so many people that have that. Not on their face. Yeah.
Somewhere else. Yeah, you've met. What is that? A birthmark? That's amazing.
All right. So I found some of the other songs that they say are considered to be masterpieces. And I feel like, Danny, you might have a hard time probably picking some of the albums from this one, just because these are older records.
Because none of them were Good Charlotte.
I went with the compliment. You went with the insult.
Yeah. I'm not an old person, Ryan Castle.
You're getting pretty damn close, bro.
It's inevitable. So that's why we have Castle. And I figured you guys could go head to head to see if you could figure out what album this is. I'm going to play the iconic song from that album, and you just have to guess the name of the record. Sure. So are you ready for the first, one of the other ones that they listed as being a masterpiece?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Zeppelin 4.
Nailed it. I mean,
killed it, Ryan.
Am I supposed to buzz in or something?
Ding, 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 ding.
I'm just making the game a little bit. I mean, she didn't even have a chance to like open her eyes.
She can even see your computer screen, and I can't. I still won.
Yep. I mean, obviously, this song, Stairway to Heaven. What other standout tracks would you put on this one?
Oh, Rock and Roll, When the Levee Breaks. I think Going to California was on this album.
Yep.
Misty Mountain Hop.
Oh, that's a banger.
Ooh, good one.
I mean, was this, not Hold Up, Black Dog?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. So did I name all the songs?
Yeah. I mean, you definitely proved that I would consider it to be a masterpiece.
Oh, yeah.
There's all killer, no filler. You know, like Sum 41, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you. Is that the album Fat Lip is on? That's the one I saw.
Masterpiece indeed.
All right, here's another one that they consider to be a masterpiece. Great from beginning to end.
Dark Side.
Yeah.
Pink Floyd, 1973.
Now, this is one I know a few people that have a tattoo of the prism.
The prism.
The prism. I know a couple of people with the prism tattoo.
Yeah.
I enjoyed this record while watching Wizard of Oz.
Of course. Exactly. As God intended.
Ironically, I discovered Pink Floyd around the same time I discovered drugs.
I feel like you needed more than
what a beautiful coincidence.
They just kind of came hand in hand.
All right, this one, I feel like you're going to be able to figure out the band, but let's see if you can figure out the record. I think you'll definitely figure out the band. Even Danny could probably figure out the band.
Is this Abbey Road?
Nailed it.
Yeah. Ah. Danny is shaking his head because he hates the Beatles.
I really do. You know, we were talking about my wife's great taste in music. She hates the Beatles.
What?
Yeah, I know.
I know.
I'm shocked.
Yeah. I mean, I'm okay if never listening to the Beatles again.
What is wrong with you?
She doesn't hate the Beatles. She just doesn't. Yeah.
All right, T-Dog, what would you consider to be a masterpiece from beginning to end?
Oh, if I could just take it back to the year 1995 for a second.
Oh, God.
An album that really changed the course of my life.
Is this the one? Is this the Rush album with Roll the Bones
no,
on it?
No, that was 1991.
Wait, if you play a Rush song right now, I'm
going to... actually am not going Rush. I'm going Jagged Little Pill, Alanis Morissette.
Oh, yeah.
Are there other good songs on this record?
So many! It was a hit fest.
There's the one where she doesn't know what ironic means.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. It's a one hand in the pocket.
One hand in my pocket?
All right, yeah, that's three. Okay, that's good enough, I guess.
You learn. There was a whole bunch off of that album.
I had the hardest. I obviously could go with like Pearl Jam, you know, 10. Or
Hootie and the Blowfish.
Hootie and the Blowfish, Creed's record that has One Last Breath. Okay. But the one that popped into my head, anytime I listen to it, I'm like, this album is great from beginning to end. It's a Pacific Northwest band, not from Seattle.
Is that Everclear?
Everclear.
Yeah.
Off of their Sparkle and Fade record.
Sparkle and Fade.
Every song on this record I freaking love.
And
obviously Santa Monica's on it as well.
And this one's probably 30 years old now too.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Oh,
at least.
It was remastered in 2004, so we could act like that's when the record came out. But
that was its 25th anniversary.
All right, Danny, what about you?
Welcome to Americana.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Please.
Offspring.
It has to be the Offspring.
This is a great Offspring album.
With an opening like that. We're over here with Zeppelin 4.
Yeah. Classic rock compared to
it's
this.
It's called balance.
Guess what? Offspring's classic rock now, too. Old guy.
I know.
Didn't they sample the Def Leppard beginning?
Yes, they did.
Yeah. Gleaming, whatever it is.
Cloud and Globe.
Rock and roll. What about you?
Alice in Chains' Dirt.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Good choice,
or Mad Season Above. Both of those albums are like right at the top for me. Or Metallica, Master of Puppets.
I mean, Mad Season, a true pick-me-up record.
Oh, for sure.
That
for
record.
You can tell where I get my bright disposition.
The Daily Migs Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
A groom has gone viral because he made a little bit of a mistake while giving his vows at his wedding.
Oh, no.
He said the wrong name during
no.
the vows. The bride, visibly upset. The guests are gasping. It's just a bad situation.
Whose wrong name? Did he say like you know, his sister's name?
Oh, or? No. His ex.
Of course.
Okay. Yep. That's always a good one.
You know, some people say mistakes happen, and psychologists even say that in highly emotional moments, it is a common thing to confuse names.
Even with your ex.
Even with your ex.
Okay, fair. Thank you, psychologist, for helping this guy out. Get out of the doghouse maybe a little bit.
But as you can imagine, many are seeing this as a red flag about this groom and his true feelings. So we must go straight to the comments.
Found a few of these comments, and we figured who better to read it because there was a lot of people comparing this to an episode of Friends.
Yes!
Where I guess Ross and Rachel, this happened. Okay, I don't remember.
Rachel.
Oh, that's right. So we figured who better to read these than Jennifer Aniston.
Perfect.
Rachel. So we have robot Jennifer Aniston reading the comments about a groom who said his ex's name during their vows.
Yikes.
Okay, are you ready for the first one?
Yeah.
why family members were upset, I have no idea. You'd be laughing about it.
Okay. Well, I mean, maybe like the mother-in-law and the father-in-law wouldn't be happy to hear you say your ex's name when you're marrying their daughter.
Yeah, that's it's just really bad timing.
Yeah, but everyone else, I agree. That would be one of the funnier moments. I would hope people would just laugh it off.
Oh my gosh.
No.
Not me.
I would say my ex's name then every time during sex.
Okay. Wait, so you said not me. You would not
I would not laugh that off.
Would you walk away from Brad?
No, but I would be really ticked.
What was his ex's name? Tanny, wouldn't it be funny if we just start calling her that for the rest of the show?
No,
Gladys?
No.
I don't know why her name's Gladys.
Because my husband is old.
Fair.
I mean, what man hasn't banged a girl and called her Bradley? I mean, Brandy.
Okay.
Bradley? Oh, Bradley.
Oh, girl, I'll kill him. Cancel the wedding.
That's a little extreme.
One part, maybe cancel the wedding. Still a little extreme, but maybe you shouldn't murder him.
I think just cancel the sex after the wedding.
No sex after the wedding.
Maybe not.
Really? That bad?
Maybe you gotta wait a day.
Like, the only screw up that happened at our wedding, and it wasn't anything big, but my wife was convinced, she was trying to put the ring on the wrong finger, and I'm trying to tell her it's the wrong finger, and she's looking at me like, no, it's not. And then the pastor finally was just like, you're putting the ring on the wrong finger. And I'm like,
no.
Yes, starting this marriage off with me already getting my first victory.
You're right, one time.
That was the last time I've ever been right.
Isn't that an episode on Friends where Ross says Rachel's name when marrying Emily?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, it was brutal.
I feel like... It's like the Simpsons have covered everything. Seinfeld seems like there's a story that relates to Seinfeld with everything. And then also Friends. Any relationship issue at some point has happened on Friends.
That's the trifecta.
Thanks for coming. No wedding today. And I'm keeping the gifts.
Okay. I don't know if it's worth ending a wedding.
No, it's definitely not. But that would sting.
Well, that relationship is cooked. I would have turned and walked away before he could say more.
Okay. I think at that point, you're at least justified to smash the cake
in
the groom's face, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we got one more comment.
You can read into it however you want, and you may be right, but ultimately you're only torturing yourself further. Whereas if you just let it go and accept the shortcomings of the other person's humanity, at least there's a chance that there may actually be nothing to it, and you can both be happy.
Who are you to be bringing in logic into this conversation?
I've had enough of that.
I do like this one text message. Someone said, during our wedding vows, my husband almost said his ex's name. Let's just say, in-laws were not impressed.
Ooh, yeah, you got to be careful. Practice, practice, practice.
I accidentally called my girlfriend's dog's name during the wedding vows.
Whoa. What?
Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay, good.
The Daily Migs Show.
Who is the most awkward person that's ever seen you naked by accident? Call 206-803-ROCK and tell us your story. Steve Miggs, Robert is on hold, and Robert flashed an entire beach. And no, it was not a nude beach. We'll get the full story in just a moment. First, though, Tim from Seattle. Who's the most awkward person that ever saw you naked by accident?
Good morning.
What's up, Tim?
I went camping, and a large group of people that I did not know that well. And earlier we found a bee's nest that was in the ground, and I did not realize that I had stood over the top of it. I sat down on a lawn chair with a plate full of food. I got stung in one of my dingleberries, which I dropped everything down to my knees, and I realized all eyes were upon me, and I quickly went into a tent and took care of myself.
Was the stinger stuck in the berries?
Yeah, it was.
Oh gosh.
Did you need anyone to help you retrieve the stinger? That sounds like a difficult task for somebody to do on themselves.
Hey ladies.
No, I took care of myself, and I came out quite red.
I can only imagine. No. That had to have hurt so bad.
There was a bit of swelling involved.
Oh. I can only imagine.
But at least you got
to
keep
it. All right, guys, I got to get.
All right, take care, Tim.
206-803-ROCK is the number to call. Robert from Spanaway, who's the most awkward person to ever see you naked by accident?
How am I supposed to follow the last guy? Seriously, let me uncross my legs from his story for a second.
You too? I think Danny and I both started crossing our legs and looking the other way when he started describing that.
I myself in sympathy. So me paint a picture for you. I'm 17 years old, senior in high school. We're at Cannon Beach, Oregon, November for a class trip. And a bunch of us dare each other to don our bathing suits and go in the ocean in November.
Ooh.
Beach is full of families. It's the weekend. They're playing in the sand, having a great time. I jump in, do my thing, and I leap out of the water in celebration, arms stretched to the sky, and I see mouths agape, children with their eyes covered, women screaming, and I look down, and my bathing suit is headed out to sea.
Oh, no!
And because I'm jumping up and down, I'm waving at everyone.
Well, you're a friendly guy, Robert.
He's waving without his hands.
You gotta do what you gotta do, right?
Oh, no.
I just went out to sea and fetched my bathing suit. Yeah.
And then double knot tied that bitch.
No kidding. 206-803-ROCK. Aaron, you're on Highway 16 this morning. Who is the most awkward person that's ever seen you naked by accident?
Hey, morning, guys.
What's up, man?
All right. So right after college, I actually moved back in with my folks for about 9 months. And this one morning, I woke up, I'm just going to go downstairs to the kitchen. It's a big open house kind of floor plan, right? And I'm bounding down the stairs wearing just like kind of pajama bottoms. Those ones that kind of even had a fly built into them with a little button.
Yes.
Well, the button wasn't really in place and everything synced up just right. Like I land on the last step. My parents look up from the kitchen in our open floor plan. And my business just jumps right out. And so I go into panic mode, and I don't know what to do. So my brain tells me, you know what? Nothing's happening. There's nothing going on right now. It's fine. I walk across the kitchen floor. I open up a cabinet. I get a glass. I go to the sink. I fill the glass. I take a couple sips of water and then take care of putting things back the way it's supposed to be and turn around. And there's both my folks staring at me, and my dad just looks at me, shakes his head. He's like, you know, sometimes I really just don't know about you, Aaron.
That's fantastic.
Thank you, Aaron.
That's what we call that, the jailbreak.
The jailbreak?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that was a term, but I will use that from here forward.
Yeah, I love the text. Someone said, hey, Steve, don't forget that time that you showed your grandmother. Yeah, that wasn't intentional. And then the next text. My husband's grandmother accidentally walked in on him choking his chicken from Sydney. Ah!
The Daily Migs Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.